This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCNS's lawyers take LANL's Clean Water Act exemption to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. On March 19th in Salt Lake City, Utah, CCNS's lawyers will ask the court to invalidate an Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Clean Water Act permit for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, through Outfall 051. If the court rules in favor of CCNS, the facility that treats radioactive, hazardous, and toxic liquid waste and then stores the drums of sludge containing hazardous waste, would be regulated by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, which calls for detailed regulation and provides for enhanced public participation. But under an EPA rule called the Wastewater Treatment Unit Exemption, if a facility is regulated under a Clean Water Act permit, that facility is exempt from the Hazardous Waste Act. However, since November 2010, no discharge has occurred from Outfall 051. In order to have coverage under the Clean Water Act, there must be a discharge. More than 8 years ago, LANL began its zero-discharge system by evaporating the discharge into the air. But LANL wants to keep the Clean Water Act exemption, and the laboratory acknowledged in a 1998 report that the, quote, loss of this exemption would mean that the facility would be required to meet additional hazardous waste regulatory guidelines regarding waste treatment practices. The facility would need to manage the pollutants in the waste stream and so have much better knowledge of and control over waste discharged to it for treatment, end quote. It also acknowledged that enhanced public participation would be required. A New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act permit issued by the New Mexico Environment Department could regulate the operation of the entire liquid waste system, including all the pipes and systems that deliver liquid waste to the treatment facility, the facility itself, and the pipes and tanks that are downstream. In June 2016, CCNS, through its attorneys, John Block with the New Mexico Environmental Law Center and Lindsay A. Lovejoy, requested EPA's Region 6 office in Dallas to terminate Outfall 051 from the permit. In August 2017, EPA denied CCNS's request. The EPA's Environmental Appeals Board in Washington, D.C. also denied CCNS's request. The oral argument before three judges of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals is at 9 a.m. on March 19th at the University of Utah S.J. Quinney College of Law in Salt Lake City. The court will issue an order deciding the case at a later date. Lindsay Lovejoy, who will be arguing CCNS's case, said, quote, "This facility should be subject to the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. The law requires such regulation, which would also better protect public health and the environment," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.